from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I don't know what in the wide world of sports. Is that some sort of saying that I'm late to the party on?
Rusty Menzel.
First thing I see yesterday is a dude butt-necking, running down 75. The first thing that comes to my mind is, please, God, don't let this be staged.
And Drew Butler.
News just in. Michael Penix Jr. is the perfect blend of Steve Young and Michael Vick.
Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. It's the Steakhouse.
Brought to you by John Foy and Associates.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome to a Thursday morning on the Steakhouse. Your table is ready. Come on in. 2 hours ahead of us with all kinds of stuff to get to this morning. A celebratory, if you will, Steakhouse as our buddy Day-Day files in the building. Getting ready to celebrate. That's a big birthday.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. I love a good birthday celebration. To the kindest, like, best energy, good vibe producer I've ever had.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, guys.
Good to see you, buddy. You know, I only know how to take care of people with food, so we got a Chick-fil-A breakfast, right?
Yeah, good
You get
stuff.
Your chicken biscuit. You're
got
all
it.
Fired
got
up,
it.
Ready
I'm
to go.
Fired up, man.
Got some cards, got some things happening, so... Big number, 5-0 tomorrow, right?
Correct. Yep, 5-0 tomorrow. Wife and I are going to go up to Blue Ridge, adults-only trip, so a few friends will join us. Going to kind of kick things off tonight, some family coming in town,
Yep. Parents,
a few other relatives. We'll have dinner, family dinner, and then tomorrow we'll head up to the mountains.
You going
to
get after it tonight pretty good or not? Are you pretty low? Do you get after it?
It's been a long time. The type of schedule I keep, it's been a long time since I've been able to really, like, I don't know. I might end up on one of those I wouldn't be here without Grady billboards.
Oh, that would be the greatest thing ever.
I wouldn't be. It was my 50th birthday, and I thought I could get after it like I used to. I wouldn't be here if not for Grady. That's funny, dude. That's funny. Well,
Steak, what makes a great producer? You've been doing this longer than anybody.
Well, energy. Energy, attitude, having fun, creating the right vibe. Like, the whole thing is, like they say about a good morning show or a good radio show, it's like Seinfeld, right? So there's Jerry, Elaine, Costanza, and Kramer, right? And that's what it's like with the show. It's Steak and Sandra and Day-Day and Garrett and Bo and Drew and Rusty, so we got a great team. And if everybody's working together as a team, not unlike a locker room, right?
Absolutely.
If everybody's moving in the right direction, and when you have somebody, I was a bad producer. Like, so I was a producer 30 years ago, and I was the guy that thought I should be on the air. I shouldn't be back here producing, right? You don't want that guy.
No, and most of us get that guy.
You think?
Nine times out of ten, I think who I've worked with anyway. They wanted to be on air. And by the way, that's what you should want to do.
Well, good. What I've always said is if it's their number one goal is to have your own show, being a producer is not the ideal road. Like, go find a smaller market, get yourself on the air as much as possible. And then there's guys that like being in charge, like running the show, like kind of setting every day you're kind of setting up, a new performance for everybody. So I don't know. What do you think makes a good producer?
Just willing to be, being willing to learn still, like never feeling comfortable where you can't, take in more knowledge and just understanding your people.
Right.
So whether it's television, radio, understanding your host, understanding who they are, what they
so
like.
So who are we? Talk about steak. Who is this show? You got handed this show, what, 8, 9 months, 10 months ago?
Something like that.
And how'd that go down? So they're like, guess what?
No, it's time to get him some better hours.
When it comes to YouTube, I think the first thing I told Mike after probably, I don't know, maybe a month or so, was like, you guys were like the perfect marriage radio couple. You bounce off of each other, the personalities that you have, the laughter, like that's, to me, that was kind of one of the first things I learned back in 2001, I guess it was, about radio. Like, if you're not having fun, then, it's not.
You're not doing it right.
Yeah. Radio should be fun.
And yep.
I feel like there was a period of time where radio got away from being fun because corporate was so.
Yeah. On top of it.
On top of things.
Or if you listen in other cities, and Atlanta's not one of them, and like sports talk radio in some of those Northeast cities, they're not having fun.
Right.
They're just got that edge that when you're listening in your car and they're just bashing everything that comes down the pike and they're angry. And I know that's somewhat of a Northeast attitude, especially in Boston, where sports talk radio can be miserable, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, bro, like, there's enough serious stuff that, just get in, turn on the news.
Yeah.
There's enough real stuff going on. There's enough vitriol between the election and wars overseas and everything. Like, the radio is supposed to make you laugh, right? And I've said about hiring people, like, if you can't make someone laugh, if you don't have a self-effacing personality, if you think that what we're doing is so important, that's not a guy I want to listen to. And I promise you, in the Northeast, they think what they're doing is, like, way more important than it is, right? Yeah. Like, I have to lay the law down, and I have to take a stance, and that's just not the way we want to do our show.
Well, one thing I will say about working with you guys is you guys challenge me. You don't know that, but you guys challenge me because I know your expectations are you want to be the best. And so it challenges me to, when I'm at home at night, looking for things for us to talk about, things of that nature. It challenges me to step my game up and not just do the norm. Like, what else can we do? And I mean, I'll never stop doing that. Like, that's the one of the best things about working with you all is you all have put me in this place of, keep going, man. Like, keep working hard and don't stop. And
Steak makes everyone better that he's worked with. And you can look at your list, Steak, of folks that have gone on to bigger and better. And if you don't learn from Steak, you're doing something wrong, because he really, he has the footprint of how to do it. So,
well, we will do 2 hours.
Do you want to say something nice about me, or that was it?
I called you the number one female sports talk host in the country. Listen, guys do not like getting their sports talk. They don't mind sidelines. They don't mind calling games, as you see Doris Burke and plenty of others. They like female anchors. They like all that. What they've never really gotten comfortable with, unless it's the right person, is them females doing sports talk radio. How many are out there, right?
Right.
A lot have tried.
Well, I know, Sandra, you tend to like try not to stay on the Twitters and stuff, but anytime there's rants about Steak, you are that person's calming factor.
Yeah.
Every single time. I love Sandy. She's great.
Yeah, I don't know what that Steak guy. He's loud. Somebody put him out to pasture at some point.
Time to build the foundation of today's show with the top 9 at 9.
Nine on the Steakhouse.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know what I'm leading with? The 5 strikes.
Yay.
The Atlanta United. You get top billing. Snapping a 9-match winless streak. We thought we had no chance. We're going to Miami. We hadn't scored a goal in 434 minutes. Lionel Messi, a little guy by the name of Lionel Messi, plays for Miami. And yabba dabba doo, Atlanta United goes in there and wins it 3-1.
Yeah, it's the first time since 2021 that Lionel Messi scored a goal and they lost a match.
First time they've lost.
Nanny, nanny, boo, boo.
First time they've lost ever at home since Lionel Messi has gotten there. Nobody's coming in beating him. Yeah. So that was a big moment. And the offensive explosion. Mike Conte will be in here in about 10 minutes. He called the game. Lots more on what we did different last night to come away with one of the biggest wins in the last 5 years for this franchise.
I did get word this morning. Mercedes-Benz Stadium said they are opening to capacity on Saturday if Charlotte comes into town. Right? So, Sunday. Thank you. Sunday. So, heads up, y'all, to get down. That sounds like a fun, fun afternoon. The Braves get beat 7-2 by Washington. Spencer Schwellenbach. 5 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 runs, a walk, struck out 5, gave up that 3-run home run that kind of sealed his fate. And I thought, after he gave up a lead-up double in the fifth and then hit Jacob Young in the head, which I thought the guy was dead. It really scared me. He laid there motionless for a good minute or so, and everyone runs out. That can shake and stir you. And sure enough, two batters later, he gives up the homer to Lane Thomas. So,
yeah, I think Snit was happy with him, had some good things
he
to
did,
say.
Yeah.
It is what it is for a kid that had overcome the Tommy John just a couple of years ago to be out there on the hill. It was a meteoric rise through the minors. During this season, at least, and a solid outing. The stories are the strikeouts for the Braves, just striking out way too much, and the offense has deserted him, continues to desert them. Nationals are a scrappy team. They had 4 stolen bases in the 9th inning alone. You don't want to lose 3 or 4 at home. Oakland coming in next. Back to, I don't buy, like, easy part of the schedule, hard part of the schedule.
I don't either.
You know what I mean? They're saying that about the Phillies. Phillies haven't played the tough teams yet. Listen, anybody in the majors can beat you. The Pirates beat us 2 out of 3. If we don't win tonight, we lose 3 out of 4. You just have to start getting some offense, but it's early. It's
Ray Kerr early. Going tonight,
yep.
Not Ronaldo Lopez. Trevor Williams throwing for Washington. That starts at 7:20. Scotty Scheffler cleared of all charges. Cleared of all charges. That comes down around 1 o'clock yesterday. And it's game 5, NBA, Dallas at Minnesota, 8:30. Mavs are up 3-1 on in that series. And y'all told me the T-Wolves are favored by 5.5?
Yeah, T-Wolves favored by 5. Day-Day's talking crazy. He's like, I think they can win 3 in a row.
Yeah, I think they can take. I think they can win the next 2, in other words.
Okay, but then you're in game 7 in Minnesota.
In Minnesota.
Keep in mind, nobody in the history of the NBA has ever come back from down 3-0. Ever.
But other than that, though. So what you're saying
listen,
is.
Listen, it's Day-Day's 50th. We'll let him say crazy things. Right? We don't want to come down on him. Hey, when we come back, Mike Conte was front and center. What happened in South Florida? Lionel Messi gets an L. Atlanta United on
Loser.
The plate. We'll talk about that. It's the fastest 2 hours in radio. Steak, Sandra, and Day-Day celebrating number 5-0 on Sports Radio. 92.9, the game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.